Hey everybody, welcome to MatMen, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian. We're back after a month-long hiatus. With me, as always, is the man from the future, Rich Stambolian.
And I came back from the future to do a wrestling podcast, because that's how bad things are. I just wanted to go back in time and talk about wrestling with you.
Dude, we have not done a show in about a month. We obviously we've renovated the studio. It is nowhere near done. It's taken way longer than we thought. The desks are wrong. The lighting is off. But we're doing the show today because we kind of have to.
Oh,
we
yeah.
missed out on a lot of conversation. It was the worst time for a home remodel.
Oh my God, we missed out on a whole lot. So I want to pull back the curtain a little bit, because every week, almost every day, we've been getting like complaints about like why we can't do shows. So, and obviously you're gonna talk to them about the specifics of it, but there is a machine that's like a Dalek in Andrew's office.
Yeah.
And when that room got remodeled, everything needs to get unplugged, meaning we can't do this without
yes.
that. Right?
Yes. I'm asking John, our producer, to fix my double shot, because you see it's not cropped properly. No, the problem is, once I disconnect everything here, it is impossible for me to put it back together and do a show. I tried to do Wrestling Observer from the floor, and it was a disaster. So
it was ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm not stressing myself.
Yeah. Well, you also don't need it. Video for Observer. You know, it's...
It was still disastrous. It's just my voice. No, I do video. I do a video version of it. So we're here. The notes are done differently today.
Yeah.
And I wanna see, where do you want to go with this, Rich? Because there's so many different elements to talk about.
Yeah.
This is a catch-up episode. That's how
it definitely is.
Let's go through it. I think the hottest thing on people's minds right now is that WrestleMania kickoff conference from yesterday.
Dude, it was great.
It was fun. It was fun. It was specifically for like fans and the media, and a lot of people got to go there. And also, it's in Vegas. For folks who don't know, the Super Bowl is in Vegas, so they kind of tied it in a little bit. Tons of people from sports media were there, and you know, great way for them to kick off an event that's going to happen 2 months down the road, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so they had a press conference in Las Vegas, Super Bowl weekend. Very smart of them. It was announced to be the WrestleMania kickoff press conference. So this entire Cody Royal Rumble debacle.
That
entire week. I was in L.A. So
yeah.
The goal was, I was in Los Angeles on the week of like the 20-something. And I was going to come back. We were going to have a full studio. Everything was going to be done. And we would talk about this. The Vince stuff happens, which you and I have not spoken about at all, which we will.
Gross.
I don't know if it's going to be today. I don't know if we have time to talk about it, because it's still an ongoing thing. But they announced The Rock is on the board. They announced that The Rock is going to be involved in WrestleMania. Cody wins. CM Punk tears his tricep. Rollins is injured. So many moving parts.
Netflix.
Here Netflix, the big Netflix deal. This is all interconnected, obviously. So now we're at this press conference. The We Want Cody movement has happened. And here's the fascinating part here. We're going to talk about this. By the way, Pat McAfee being part of WWE again is the best.
Oh yeah.
He's so good. He's so good.
He's very good. He's very entertaining. I think that's the thing, you know.
So you're now looking at a very unique opportunity or situation for WWE, where they brought The Rock back, the biggest movie star in the world.
Yeah.
He's possibly taking Cody's spot.
Mm-hmm.
People are now pushing, right, that they want Cody. You know, WWE did a great job at working their crowd.
They did, but here's the interesting thing about that. Now, Cody is for sure a company man, right? Also, Cody is the face. I would say arguably Cody is the face of the WWE, right? Very beloved by everybody. The speech, the promo that he did on SmackDown that brought The Rock out really makes no zero effing sense, right?
Well, now it doesn't really, right? Like, it made sense if he brought him out and The Rock turned around and said, you know what, I'm coming after you, Roman. But that press conference was not that.
No, it wasn't. It
wait,
was
MJ, can
opposite.
You switch the camera? Thank you. Thanks.
That.
Thanks. Thanks.
He fell asleep.
Thanks. Thank that, you.
Sorry. This is the part where he gets up and leaves. Yeah. The SmackDown promo was ridiculous, and I feel like it left a lot of people butthurt. I know we don't really care about that minutia because it's wrestling, so at the end of the day, it's, hey, whatever. But him going like, hey, man, I talked to a guy I know, and here's what he has to say, and then it was weird, right? It left you with a weird taste in your mouth. And then because of the fan outcry and like all this stuff, they corrected the ship yesterday into like a very interesting situation, which also makes you think, okay, so now we're going to have like a full-blown heel Rock situation headed into Mania.
But right? Are we?
I think so, man, because their whole thing was like family versus family, the Rhodes bloodline and the bloodline. I'm going to confuse everybody right now. And, you know, the Rock basically stepping up. That slap to Cody was awesome, by the way.
Yo, that was awesome. And the promo afterward, not the promo, but like the Hunter interaction. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He's like,
the Hunter interaction was awesome.
I'm going to fucking knock his teeth out next time. And I was like, oh, and they couldn't bleep it properly. I was like, that was very different for WWE. This was a very different thing where, you know, I got calls and I just got a call from somebody that's in this business and that kind of knows things. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know, like, I know what's going on, but I was like, is this real? Like, they got me committed to it. They broke that wall of a cynical fan down where, you know, you're smartened up, you know, you're, you know, everything. It broke that whole thing where you're like, oh crap, what is this?
As much as you hate the Rock, I'm saying the general you, not you and me, but as much as people hate the Rock, he still has that like snap charisma that'll make you believe it. Because he comes off as such an a-hole sometimes, right? Yeah. Like the Pat McAfee show, that whole promo he cut on the Cody Crybabies, fantastic. Now, let me ask you this. Because in my head, I'm like, all right, what are they going to do? What do you think about this? Night one, Cody and Seth versus Rock and Roman.
Okay, so that is what the person that was on the phone with me, that's what they said to me, right? That's what they should do. I don't want that. But listen, this is my personal opinion. I don't want that. And I don't want that for a number of reasons. Mm-hmm. One, the world titles should be defended at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Both of them. And you're also taking on an unnecessary risk. If you're going to have Roman wrestle twice or The Rock wrestle twice or Cody wrestle twice or Seth, whoever.
Or Seth, exactly.
You're taking a very unnecessary risk by having them do a two-off. Because Hunter announced that the main event is Seth, is Roman and Cody yesterday.
Yep.
So how does Dwayne get involved now? This is convoluted. And you know what? Every time I asked, they said, guys, just let this play out. Yeah. That is what I've been told.
It's convoluted. But it's great. I always love this weird like booking season where everybody's going nuts for no reason. And it's like to sit back and observe like how butthurt people could be and like just how cringy people could get sometimes is pretty funny. But listen, Rock, Roman versus Cody and Seth night one. Somebody takes the pin. Rock is upset. Night two, Rock helps Cody win that belt. And then you set up Rock and Roman in the future to sell out whatever arena they want to be in, right? Because those WrestleMania tickets are sold. They don't need The Rock to be there on paper.
I mean, it's more the media attention now, right? That's what they want. I mean, you could do something pretty unique where it's Cody and Rock. What a bizarro match that would be.
Love it. Would love it.
You know, Cody Rhodes versus Dwayne. But like the whole head of the table thing doesn't make sense now.
It kind of lessened that a little bit because now what they should have done in the first place was what they did yesterday, which was set it up to be more of a pride thing, you know, like a family thing, like Rock saying like, yo, Roman, I'm the guy. You're not the guy yet. And then him going to Cody, you know, don't you talk about the great Chief Peter Maivia. I'll slap you. And he slapped him.
What if you get like a bizarre turn from Cody? You know, this is something we were joking about. But I mean,
Sting Cody?
It's the same Roman story, right? Roman's the baby face. They push him. Mm-hmm. The crowd is over it. They don't want him. And then he turned. And then he became the biggest star in the business. Maybe that happens with Cody too. Maybe that's an option.
It might be an option. You were saying you want Sting Cody.
I want Sting Cody. Yeah, he's going to turn into the Crow. Get all depressed and emo and hang out.
I would love to see that.
You wrote that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, per Dave Meltzer, the plan looks to be a tag match and the title match on night two.
Great.
All right. You know, I feel like they're in a weird spot now that no matter what they do, it's not going to be what people really wanted. There's going to be a segment of the audience that's going to be disappointed. I don't want to see the tag match. I think that's... Unless they tell the story that it kind of falls apart and the tag match now becomes a three-way, but I can't see Dwayne wrestling twice.
I could see him in a very low-key tag match, you know, just to get a little bit of the rust off, right? And he gets the hot tag, and that's it. Like, he hangs out the entire night, gets the hot tag.
He gets booed the entire night. He gets booed for every move.
Absorbing all the boos. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's funny how combustible this is. You know, I think that's one of the most entertaining parts about this season. You know, that season between Rumble and Mania where you're like, what's happening right now?
Yeah. I also think Seth needs to defend that title because you're diminishing. You've already diminished that is a worthless belt that nobody wants. And I think that's the craziest thing that they've done.
Roman said it outright yesterday.
Right? And Drew kind of was like, yeah, that's a worker's title, but you don't work. Mm-hmm. You're the chosen one. And Cody's like, nah, I don't want that belt.
Yeah, he's like, you can keep it, dude.
I don't want that belt. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Not what I want. And that's like the big gold. You know, that's the new big gold.
Yeah.
The other element of that is Seth's injury. Seth's partially torn ACL.
And maybe he's not ready.
That could be a two.
Yeah. Well, no, but maybe that's why it's a tag. Maybe he can't do two nights. Or you can't do a singles. I don't know. Listen, so many moving parts here.
We got weeks before we get there.
It's going to be a fun. It's always fun. This is always fun. Yeah. Are we going to watch Mania together or are you going to be out of town?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Are we watching it together?
Sure.
Yeah, we should do like a little Mania party.
I think so. What did we do last year? What happened last year?
I don't know.
You guys snuggled on the couch.
Did we? Is that what happened? Yeah, we took one too many edibles and just passed out.
Was I with y'all last year?
I think so. I have no idea what happened last year, like what we were doing. I remember 2 years ago, Josh was in studio, and it was like the rain delay.
Oh, yeah, the rain delay one. Yeah, that was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I'm curious about this, dude. This is, I got to tell you, though, I very much like what they did. And this is something I have said. See, I get so Trumpish sometimes.
I know, it's weird. You're getting infected.
I'm getting infected.
Wrestling.
I don't know why. Is it like a thing now? Like we just all default to this? We're infected.
You gotta tuck your elbows in more.
Like that?
You gotta exactly. You gotta tuck your elbows in more, and then you gotta point oddly with one hand.
Hold on, how about like this?
I'd love Trump Nosferatu. That would be amazing.
That's a good one.
I'm the undead.
I'm the undead. I mean, it just happens. Maybe it's a Queens thing. You know, he's a shithead developer from Queens, so
that is true.
You know, it happens.
I think subconsciously everybody does it. You know,
everybody does.
Everybody's doing that now.
That's a new move. That's a new Urkel. Remember the Urkel?
Mm. Oh yeah, do the Urkel. Do the Urkel.
Curious to see where this goes.
Yeah.
Curious to see how this goes.
It's gonna be fun, dude. Whatever happens, it's gonna be fun. Listen, pro wrestling is just a bunch of bright lights and dudes arguing. So.
I got my point back. Okay, this is what I wanted to mention.
Okay, got it.
Last night, that press conference, that was the epitome of what WWE wants. Okay.
Yes.
They put on a stage show. They did Broadway. Rich and I have been saying this for a long time. You know, the catalyst for my thought process of what WWE has become was that show we went to in Vegas.
SummerSlam, yeah.
At SummerSlam. That show was a full-fledged production. I wasn't at a wrestling show. I was at Cirque du Soleil on steroids. I was on...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was an event. It wasn't a pro wrestling show. We all were. Well, you know, that was a day that Jessica Drake, the very famous actress, she was waving at us. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Rich, you see our fans? And I get closer, and it was Jessica Drake, the adult mm-hmm. film star, that we smuggled into the Twitch lounge, and we hung out with her. That was fun.
That was fun.
I just saw her, too. She just did Lisa Ann's podcast.
Did they both get arrested?
No, only Lisa. Only Lisa got arrested. Oh, God. I was in the middle of that whole thing.
I know you were. Well, you were almost, you know what? You were the catalyst for that whole thing.
I really was the catalyst.
So-and-so was hanging out with you,
yep.
And so-and-so can't handle the stuff. And that's what happened later.
Not Lisa. We're not talking about Lisa.
No, not talking about Lisa. Butterfingers dropped that phone on the floor.
Butterfingers and then somebody else got arrested for it. Yeah. Yeah. I we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah.
Lisa Ann's doing a Super Bowl party at Sapphire, actually.
Right on.
On Sunday. Maybe I'll stop by. Jonathan, what are you doing for the Super Bowl?
Right now, I'm planning to go down to my friend's house in Point Pleasant, but we'll see if I'm still alive.
Yeah, you look like crap.
I feel like shit. Yeah. Not gonna lie.
Why are you on camera if you feel like garbage right now? Do you have? I can't even.
He looks like a drug dealer from Euphoria.
Well, so I was editing the Lisa Ann show, and I was just getting it up, and I got it done right at 10:30. So I figured while I was sitting here already, might as well just. Log in for a quick.
Yeah. Jonathan was editing Lisa's stuff. What a weird world I live in.
Yeah.
What a fantastic, weird world I've created for myself. It's unbelievable. So my point is, you know, we went to that show and it was such a big, full-fledged production. I'm like, did you say, you're like, they don't even need a freaking ring anymore?
Yeah, I was like, it's going to get to the point where it's just like, there's going to be no matches and it's just visuals. You know?
And that's what it was. Cool.
But it's cool shit. Like, I feel like if you remove yourself and you're like, wow, this is really relaxing and entertaining, it's the best thing in the planet. You know, like, yeah. I love live pro wrestling. Live pro wrestling is great, but WWE they're achieving that next level of a live show where it's a flurry of visuals and entertainment that keeps you going for the 3 hours that you're there. Right.
You know, the fact that they did it in Vegas was smart with Super Bowl being there. It's a big, yep. All the media's there anyway. Like real media, you know?
Everybody's
like,
there.
Everybody's there.
real media.
Real media. No knock at the good ones that do this.
Yeah.
You know, nothing is by accident, okay? And everything has a purpose. This was to see if they could do it again. A couple years ago, I was at dinner with a couple people from there, the Fed. And the conversation of a Vegas residency came up, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And it was just, I brought it up to them. Like, I was like, you know, something I could see you guys doing. And I don't want to, I was involved in a meeting about something, okay? Mm-hmm. It was, I can't go into the detail of it. But, you know, we're having dinner, and I was like, you know, like a Vegas residency would be something interesting. And they go, you know, that's been something that's been discussed many times. To be able to do something like that where you have a weekly residency where you're doing, you know, 3,000 people a night at the MGM or wherever you could do it. And you could have these little, you know, it could be, it's all you need is 90 minutes. And you put on a show with a story being told.
And I mean, that would be like that original NXT at Full Sail, but taken to like that next level.
Oh, and you go crazy with the production.
Yeah.
You know, you do like a Cirque du Soleil level of production. This was not an accident to do this in Vegas and to see how that crowd reacted. You know, to them, it was a Vegas show. They got an hour and a half Vegas show and they all left and they got to see something unique and they went.
So check this out too. My thought would be, remember what they did during the pandemic where they had the empty arenas and then they had like the screens all around.
Yeah.
if you took almost that concept, the concept of doing like an like that old NXT Full Sail type show, put it in the Sphere and have it there like you were saying as a residency mm-hmm. or whatever, I think that would be so gangbusters, right?
Dude, that they want the Sphere, okay? I know for a fact that they would no-brainer. Love to do something in the Sphere. The building is presented strangely, so
yes.
I don't know how well it would work. But can you just imagine, you know, you put the ring on that stage, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, it's you're at WrestleMania 3, and that's yeah. the building you're having the match in. Yep. Or you're back at the Hammerstein, or you're in the Garden. You know, obviously, you could do the Garden because they own the Garden. It's endless, you know, that immersiveness would be endless mm-hmm. for them to do.
Especially yeah, now, because...
And this is stuff I love. I love this shit. Mm-hmm. Like, this is where my mind here. Goes. Just the upping the ante a little bit more. This is a company that they are firing on every effing cylinder this company yeah. has right now. Even with the disgusting Vince McMahon situation.
Oh, gross.
Okay?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it. I want to talk about that when we're ready to talk about it and take it serious.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't think that the first show back, but maybe in like 15 minutes we'll fall into that path. But
set the timer.
We'll cut it
to serious mode.
But I feel like that conversation needs to be broken down in a serious way.
Oh yeah, and absolutely.
There's a lot to it. There's a lot more to it than the filing. There's a lot more yeah. to it than what John Laurinaitis is saying. The Southern District of New York is involved, and that changes Lord. A lot.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that. I don't know if this is the show that we're going to do it on, but mm-hmm. my approach is very different to this because I see it through a legal lens.
Right.
And I'm not seeing it through an emotional lens, even with me saying that it is a heinous, heinous accusation on the highest of levels.
Well, I also think you see it on an emotional level as well.
Of course. Well, yeah.
Like, be fair to yourself, obviously.
No, of course. And that's why I'm saying it's a heinous, disgusting thing. But when I talk yeah. about it, I'm a little... I was on Joel's show, and I was talking about it, and I got a comment like, oh, who? Adrian doesn't... Joel?
Pearl? Oh, Joel.
Joel. Yeah. In the weeds. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about it. Somebody's like, oh, how come, you know, you're talking about this so matter of fact? I'm like, because I'm talking about the legal process here. I'm not talking about, right. like, the terribleness. Anyway.
Right, right.
We'll talk about it maybe question. Today. Yeah, go ahead.
Not related to Vince, but back to the Vegas situation. If they did a residency in Vegas, would it be canon with the storyline, or would it be treated like house shows?
I think it should not be canon. I think no. you could, you know, maybe sometimes you could incorporate it if, like, a big name shows up, but I think it should be its own thing.
Absolutely.
It could become its but own project.
With live music and with stunt casting. So, like, this week at the residency, see
Rey Mysterio get shot out of a cannon?
Oh, my God. I would love that. 100%. I want all that nutty shit.
Yeah, fantastic. Fantastic. All right. Let's. All right. But I loved the press conference yesterday. They continued the story. It broke down. Listen, my gauge is not me or you or MG or Jonathan or our audience. My gauge is, you know, Simpleton Coco texting me.
Oh, yeah, 100%. That's...
Can you believe what they did? And I'm like, oh, okay, you know what? It got the normies to talk about it.
You're like, it got to Coco.
They got to Coco. And then his hand. Coco. Do you know mm-hmm. Every time you make a wish, you rub his head, his claw, one finger goes down?
He's got the monkey paw.
He has the monkey paw. Yeah.
You know what I told him the last time I saw him? I gave him a compliment. I was like, you like Planet of the Apes, right? He's like, yeah. I was like, listen, you're very ape-like.
Do I like it?
And he was like, thanks, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's a compliment to him.
Yeah.
He wants to be on. That's his thing. He loves the Planet of the Apes.
I mean, I love, who doesn't? But I think he wants to be Dr. Zaius.
Oh, 100%. No question about it.
Let's go into this.
Tony,
all right. Accept your
Tony
flowers, Andrew.
Tony Khan. Thank you. Here, this is the moment. Guys, listen. I don't give a shit enough to lie.
That's true.
Okay? I don't give a shit enough to make things up. For months now, I said, Mercedes is going to AEW. I it's like I told people that their mother, I insulted their mom. The
wait,
worst thing I could say.
Their mother insulted their mother?
I insulted their... Well, I had a different thing I was going to say, and I had to correct myself here. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe the amount of nonsense bullshit I got since mentioning Mercedes.
Yeah, you got those death tweets, man. That sucks.
Holy moly. Listen, I'm told a very specific thing. I'm told Mercedes is filming something for them. I'm told mm-hmm. that they're running the TD Garden on March 13th. I'm told that. Do me a favor, dude. Don't say a word. Please. Please wait on this.
Right, right.
I gotta. I'm not a journalist. These are people I'm friends with.
And you're not a jerk either. So
I'm not a jerk.
Somebody says, hey, don't do it. I don't think there's ever been a situation where we've been doing the show for like 12 years. I don't think there's ever been a situation where somebody has given you information and you've been like, yo, I'm going to run with this.
I like to have fun doing this. I like being a disruptor right. more than a journalist. So I do the vague tweets. I want to do it that way. That's what I'm choosing to do. You could piece whatever the hell you want together. I'm sitting on like four humongous things right now. One is like, it'll tickle me and Rich.
Right. And two of those things are your giant balls that you need to go see a doctor about.
Yeah, I did. It's been terrible.
I'm a rabbit. It's going to tickle us.
Yeah. I'm pushing it in the wheelbarrow like Stan Marsh.
Randy Marsh.
I couldn't believe the nonsense. Okay. And to me, this was like the most psychotic thing I've ever dealt with on the internet, that all these people that don't even know me are like, you effing liar. You're making it up. She would never go there. Did you talk to her? Did you see the contract? I'm like, no, but I saw the closest thing to it.
Right.
You dum-dums.
Listen, I still say she's going to WWE, and you know who's going to show up in AEW?
Who? John Cena?
No, Mercedes Monenzo.
Mercedes Monenzo.
Mercedes Monenzo. Hey, I'm back, everybody. How you doing? You sloppy jalopy. That's there his new go. Gimmick. Mercedes Monenzo. TD Garden.
It was like the simplest thing I've ever reported before. Like, this was like the easiest thing. Story is, AEW Big Business will take place March 13th at TD Garden in Boston. This is the anticipated debut of Mercedes Monet. They didn't try to hide it. They leaned into it. This is exactly what they did with CM Punk with the first dance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Listen, I do not know if this is going to be a huge needle mover for them. I don't know if this is going to change their business. I have no insight of that. I do think this is a great opportunity for Tony to build the women's division. We're seeing the changes happening to it.
Yeah.
Obviously, they have a mission statement to make their women's wrestling better as a whole. They got a lot of moving parts here, and I think Mercedes fits it. This also adds to more stability with big names in a contract year.
Yes.
You have to think about that. Very important.
I gotta say, I feel like I'm the only one ragging on that name. I never rag on anything, but like that Big Business name just really irked me. And personally, I wish they called it Money Talks. Doesn't that make way more sense?
Money Talks, Big Biz. I don't know what her theme is going to be. I don't know any of the details beyond that. I just know, listen, I told you it was happening. I reported that it was happening. I confirmed multiple times it was happening. Not only did I know that she was going there, I knew the date. People started, they didn't like the term that I used, soon. They didn't like soon.
A lot of nitpicks.
We'll see what this does.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I hope it does well for them.
You essentially told people their houses were on fire and they didn't believe you. That's the situation. Like, hey, buddy, your house is on fire. Pfft, what? You got proof? No, your house is on fire, like, right now. Dude, yeah, guy.
And then blamed you when they saw the fire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I get blamed for the fire. By the way, AEW's not running the garden. Can I say that? I got TD approached. Garden. They're running TD Garden. No. I got approached by numerous people asking me. And some of them, listen, I'm curious where this came from. AEW is not running Madison Square Garden. I would know.
Right.
And I know he something else. There. We're going to wait. I will. Yeah. I will announce something on. I'll tell you a date. What month are we in? What day is it? Where are we?
February.
It's February 9th.
Either Sunday the 3rd or Monday the 4th. I will announce something.
Of March.
Of March.
Or of April.
Listen, I don't break a pinky promise.
Oh, that's you can't break a pinky promise.
You never break a pinky promise.
When are we going to announce that other thing? Wink, wink.
Oh, the other thing? Probably next week when my mind is set with the studio.
Great.
Also, for the Mercedes stuff, big shout out to Fightful and Sean Ross Sapp. They really were great to me with this. They credited me for the story. I worked with Sean in piecing this together as much as we could. It was great to see, you know, it's nice to get credit sometimes for something.
One thing I noticed on this whole story real quick.
Yeah.
All those accounts that were giving you shit and arguing with you, silent.
Well, yeah, because people are fools. They're dummies. Yep. They're really sick people. Not all of them, but a lot of them. The world revolves very differently. Like you know, my credibility matters. And then there's the people that are like, oh, but what happened to TV-14? I'm like, very obviously what happened to TV-14. USA sent a freaking email to their staff announcing this. And then I got the email sent to me. Also, other journalists saw that email. And then WWE freaked out. And when I spoke to WWE, they're like, yeah, you were right about it. But it was way too premature. It had nothing to do with blood or cursing. It had more to do with the crowd getting censored.
I find that entirely fascinating and very disturbing how folks bring that up whenever
constantly.
They try to call you out on something.
The WBD, where's the contract? I'm like, dude, I don't know. I know that they're staying. Yeah. They're not going anywhere. And other variables happen. Like, I don't know, mergers, NBA rights, things get delayed.
Next time somebody. Oh, yeah, that's right.
What?
Next time somebody
B was going to perform and then she ended up getting pregnant.
Cardi B was going to perform and then she got pregnant. Yeah, at WrestleMania. Right? Was it WrestleMania?
Yeah, I think it was SummerSlam because it was one. Yeah, I think it was SummerSlam.
Sorry, Rich.
No, it's fine. Next time these bozos come after you, just ask them plainly, why does this matter to you?
Well, it's very important to them, so that's why.
But why? What's the root of that? What's the root of that importance? Like, ask one of these guys who.
They love Mercedes and they love WWE.
Well, no, I'm saying about anything like that TV-14 thing or like whatever they try to call you out on, you know, just it's not like big news. It's not like Sports Illustrated is like, yo, Andrew, remember that TV-14 thing?
They did actually.
Did they? Oh, okay.
I get teased about it constantly because everybody finds the humor in it. It's funny. It's funny because it was happening and then they freaked the F out when I posted it. So we'll see. I'm going to skip the Vince stuff. I'm not ready to talk about that. Netflix, obviously, going to Raw going to Netflix along with PLEs for international rights and a bunch of other stuff. It's a 10-year deal for $5 billion. But it's actually, it could either be a 15-year deal or a 5-year deal. After the first 5 years, Netflix has a right to reevaluate. And then after the 10 years, they could extend for another 5. So these things are in place here. Scott D'Amore, TNA Wrestling has fired Scott D'Amore. There's a number of reasons here. The decision came down from Anthem. Talent was notified via Zoom call, and they were all left stunned by the move. Scott D'Amore was very well liked back there. A number of reasons that I've heard. Did you see that? Some said that he was trying to buy it. Some said that there was a dispute over it. Other people said it was a money thing. I don't know. I don't know what the true reason is.
Still a lot of questions on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. What else do we have?
Yeah. We got Bushiroad Firestardom founder Rossi Ogawa They claimed Ogawa was poaching stardom talent and staff for a potential AEW promotion.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
A new promotion, not, but we don't know if it was going to be affiliated with anyone.
Yeah. Well, okay. And then the, and then also, new where did these notes come from about Julia?
It was a Fightful story, I believe.
That was a Fightful story. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this apparently is going to delay Julia starting with WWE because she wants to help with the new promotion. I don't know. I don't know much about the stardom side of things.
Yeah.
I'm out of the loop there.
And it came out late on Sunday, and everyone was already checked out when I read the story.
Do you want to jump into AEW and then we do questions?
I would love to do that. All right.
Let's do that.
Let's see what we got here. Two nights ago on Dynamite, Swerve Strickland with Hangman versus Hangman ended up in a time limit draw. I love these guys so much, and they have such great chemistry together. And I don't want to go out on a limb here, but I feel like they got that Sean and Brett chemistry going.
Dude, they're great. They are so good. And they did a double turn.
Yep.
That was the double turn. And Hangman pretty much said, like, my goal is to prevent you from winning the title. Yep. I don't want to lose. I don't care if I'm losing to you. My goal is to prevent you from winning that title. Man, great stuff. I mean, they had a fantastic match. They've told a story that Swerve has his number.
Yeah,
and
yeah, believable.
Believable. Very, yeah. Very, very. After the draw, it was a time limit draw. Hangman says no to 5 more minutes with Swerve. Tony Schiavone gets on and announces that it's going to be a 3-way match with Samoa Joe for the title.
I would love that. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah. That card is looking great. They have about 16,000 mm-hmm. tickets sold already for that show.
Good for them.
Yeah. Timeless Toni Storm defeated Red Velvet. This is continuing the Deonna Purrazzo program. Diane Pazuzio from East Rutherford.
Rutherford.
What did you think of the CMLL match?
I really enjoyed it. I like all the guys involved. I always pop for like luchador wrestling, especially like a guy like Hechicero.
Oh yeah, love dude, it. He's great. He's great. He's fantastic, actually.
Very classic looking, like just like oiled up big man.
Dude, he's an oiled up big man. He had a great match with Danielson. I very much liked it. You know what was fascinating? Like Claudio is so good at lucha.
Yes.
Because he did Chikara for so long, and he's worked.
Yeah.
Danielson was just beating the shit out of everybody, and Moxley was working so soft with the lucha guys. Like, it was so interesting to see. And then criticism, right? Well, who are these guys? They're random. I'm like, do we forget that we praise 95-96 Nitro for having random luchas on the show?
Yeah, dude.
Like, that was something very cool and different. And listen, this is the stepchild of WCW to some extent. And Tony's booking is from that same generation, and that's what he's doing. I thought this was cool to see. Mascar Dorado, Volador Jr., Hechicero, great. Mystico when he's there.
Oh, yeah. I also, that showing all the other guys, too, I also think that's, like, such a weird complaint. Like, who are these guys? Where, like, this company was founded on unknown
on who
people.
Are these guys? Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's
like
the
you
whole
turn
point
on the TV. If you were watching WWE four years ago, where AEW started, 4 years.
Yeah, 4 years, 5 years.
If you're watching
19.
Okay, so you're watching WWE in 19. You're like, oh, this stuff is great. Roman Reigns, I love him. And then you turn over to the other channel. You're gonna be like, who's this Darby Allin guy? Like, who are these people?
Yeah,
right. Can't say
it's
that.
It's
now.
A different product. It's wrestling. Yeah. You're watching wrestling. Yeah. I thought it was a good match. I very much enjoyed it.
A lot of fun.
After, so they cheated, by the way. They're the heels here. BCC is the heels. After more of the AEW talent came out to back up the BCC against all the CMLL wrestlers that were in the ring. I thought it was done well.
Mm-hmm.
Tony had his big announcement. The Mercedes announcement. They announced TD Garden in Boston. Tickets are on sale now.
Big business.
Takeshita.
I think they're on sale Saturday, actually. But
what do you think of the Takeshita? No. I think pre-sale's now.
Okay, maybe
there's a code. WrestleTix put out a code for it.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Do you guys want to go to that?
I don't want to go to Boston.
You don't want to go to Boston? Why not? I like Boston.
How long is it? What is it? 2 hours by train?
I've never been to Boston.
Your kind's not welcome, dude.
It's it's a 3.5 hour car ride. Maybe like a 2 hour train ride.
We could take the Acela.
You know?
But you know what the problem is? We have to stay there if we go.
That's true.
I'm not getting on a train and coming back at 2 a.m.
What cities do you like?
None. I don't even like where I live.
I'm hard pressed to think of a place that you visited where you're like, unbelievable.
Oyster Bay.
Yeah. Great. Oyster Bay is great.
Blake Cove.
They're not doing wrestling in Oyster Bay.
They should. That's a Billy Joel song, by the way. They're no wrestling in Oyster Bay. No, isn't that on his last album, River Dreams?
Oh, I wanted to ask you. Side note, how did you like that new Billy song from the Grammys?
I did not hear it.
You didn't hear it?
No.
Oh, what are you talking about?
What do you mean a new Billy song?
First time in 30 years, this guy wrote a new song with like some dude helping him and like encouraging him. I'm not joking. This is like for real.
I had no idea. Was it good?
Really? I can't really judge. It sounded like every other Billy Joel song. So I guess
you went uptown riding in a limousine. No.
I'll send it to you after we're done. I really want to get your thoughts on it.
Yeah, send it to me. I had no idea.
You got really serious too. You were like, there's a new Billy Joel song.
Yeah, this is great. Probably not gonna live up to my expectations, but it's okay.
What's your favorite Billy Joel song?
Captain Jack.
That's a good one.
Vienna. Love Vienna. Love Captain Jack.
That's my favorite, by the way.
Vienna?
Yes.
Beautiful. MG, song. I didn't know you're a Billy Joel fan.
I like that in Scenes of Italian Restaurant.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. A bottle of red. A bottle of white.
I'm okay with never hearing that song in my life again.
That one, and you know what? Piano Man, too. I don't love Piano Man. Done too much. Zanzibar, great.
Dun, 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 oh, Zanzibar was great, yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. You know what? I'm going to do a Billy Joel show. That's it. Just pressure. Talk about Billy. My pressure, great
pressure,
song.
Fantastic song. Pressure, great, great song. My band was always toying with the idea of covering that.
In a metal way?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Which would have been really cool.
Pressure's good. All right. Takeshita, Chris Jericho. Uh-huh. What did you think of this?
Yeah. I liked it. Listen. Takeshita, I think, has one of those talents that could work with anybody. In my brain, I call him Future Okada, but that's just me.
Chat room. Queen of the Ring says, Andrew's Billy Joel impersonation sounds like the B-52s. That's exactly who I'm channeling.
Yeah. This guy's the Rock Lobster.
Get the silver spoon out of your mouth! No,
Oh, genius.
She wears a Houston dress.
Can we do a WrestleMania watch along and just decompose for the entire time?
Dude, I've been decomposing for 2 weeks now. I've lost my mind. You have no idea. I've been a fucking lunatic with this shit. I told Jess when I came home from California. I said I was 2 seconds away from setting this whole fucking house on fire.
I can imagine the frustration of you walking in and then those guys putting a effing hole in your bedroom floor.
Oh my God. You know, they did the floors.
I'm sorry to laugh at that, but they did the floors. What happened, right?
And then it got fucked up. Yeah. They did the floors and then they messed up the floors. So I had to redo my floors again that I had just done like 3 days before. Yeah. Sorry. Listen, it happens.
Yeah, it's fine. Listen,
but I got wainscoting all around this house now. Wainscoting.
Oh.
So much wainscoting. Boxes on my walls constantly.
Boxes.
Boxes.
Boxes. Side note, Moving Out, that's my favorite Billy Joel song.
I'm moving out.
You know what? Let's just end the show there.
You know how many Billy Joel concerts I've gone to? Disgustingly 12. Too many.
12.
Is it 12? It could be. Maybe nine to 11?
Didn't your consigliere hook you up with like second row seats that one time?
He did, yeah. Yeah. Front row.
That's wild.
And it was me and a bunch of drunks from Long Island.
Mm-hmm. Billy! So you felt right at home.
I'm from Plainview. People just screaming their towns.
They're just yelling out where they're from.
Ronkonkoma. Do it for Ronkonkoma, Billy.
Ugh. Insufferable.
Paul Washington, Louise, have you ate there? They're just asking him questions about Long Island. You go to Louise? Only to Good Die Young, another good song. Yeah. All right, let's go back to Takeshita.
All right, Takeshita. We're finally going to get these thoughts out, by the way. Yeah, Takeshita, great hand. He submitted Chris Jericho.
Yeah. All right. It was what it was. Okay. Main event. Sting and Darby Allin defeated Ricky Starks and Big Bill to win the AEW. I was going to say AWA. AEW tag team titles in a tornado tag. First, can we talk about Sting's kids?
Yo, giants.
So much muscle.
Yeah, they're big dudes.
One of them is Sting from like 94, and the other one is Sting from like 86.
I think that in his last match, his kids should flank him. One is Surfer Sting, and one is like another version.
How old are those boys? They're older. They have to be my age.
Yeah.
They have to be like grown men.
The youngest one just graduated. He went, I think he played linebacker at University of Kentucky. Like maybe
okay, so he's young, in his 20s. How about the other one?
A little bit older. I'm going to see if I can look.
He's like a roofer or some shit, right?
Is he?
I don't know.
What do I know? I'm just a general anesthesiologist.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
So, if anybody knows, it's MG. MG's got a hard on for Sting, man.
Yeah, find that out. I thought that was great. They did a good job with this. Them winning the titles, going to tell a great story, going in there to face the Bucks for the titles, for Sting's last match. So many moving elements here. That show is selling very well. Very, very well. And it is a good indication of when AEW does something right and they present something right, it does tremendous business. And
oh, dude, yeah.
To go into that Coliseum, to the Greensboro Coliseum, and to have 16,000 tickets sold, and there's still a month left, and they're opening up more seats. I think the building could fit 19,000. I'm not sure what they're staging, but 16K in that building is a huge, huge audience.
Are we going to go to that one?
No.
No. I like this comment real quick. This comment in the chat room. Emmanuel Trujillo says they should call Sting's son Sting Jr. and Hijo del Sting.
I like that. Hijo del Sting and Sting Jr. Are they twins? I don't think they are. One is big, one is smaller.
So one is named Garrett and the other is Steven. Steven's the younger one. He's the one that flirted with the NFL.
He flirted with the NFL.
Yeah, he was invited to the Kansas City Chiefs practice squad for 2015.
Cool. Yeah, I would love to see them involved. Oh, you don't want the Chiefs to win? Is that where we're at? Can I tell you something? Can I tell you how much I care about football? Zero.
I know you don't.
I have I've tried, and it's not like I dislike it. I just have nothing in me.
Well, I got deflated after last week or after two.
Dude, you know what? I got to talk to you about this. I got invested in that. I very much wanted Detroit to make it to the Super Bowl.
Same here.
I love an underdog. Listen, I'm a Mets fan. I'm a Knicks fan.
30 minutes away.
Dude, it wasn't in the cards. And then who MG. Was it? Their coach afterwards was crying. He's like, do you know how hard it is to do this? To win games?
Yes. It is very hard. If the Lions won, would you have done all you could to go to the Super Bowl?
No, because you know how much those tickets are?
$8,700 for the cheapest general admission.
We're all priced out.
Insane.
But I would have went somewhere nice and had a big party and had fun with it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He
would have gone to his bar and they would have changed the gradient on the screen so everybody looks the same. You know what
they
I mean?
They would have gone to his A Lot of Good People on Both Sides bar.
Yeah, they would have gone to his A Lot of Good People on Both Sides bar. That's where he would have gone to watch the game.
Sorry, I had to do it. I watched football with Andrew once, and he said was, they're just running into each other.
That's my father. Listen, this is the stupidest sport. No, he says that about baseball. And then I took him to a baseball game, and he fucking loved it. He's like, big men chasing little ball. I'm like, you know what? That's a great explanation. Big men
American dream.
Chasing little ball, American dream.
Okay. Sting's sons come to the ring. They celebrate. The Young Bucks attack them, now known as Matthew and Nicholas. God. That was the end of Dynamite. Great.
Yeah. Great. Awesome. All right. What are we doing now? What do we have?
That's two questions.
All right. Rampage. Orange Cassidy, Ciampa, Rocky Romero take on Roddy Strong, Matt Taven, Mike Bennett. Collision. You have Orange Cassidy defending against Tomohiro Ishii for the international title.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. AEW Women's Champion Tony Storm and Queen Aminata in a non-title match. John Moxley, Claudio Castagnoli versus Star Jr. and Esfinge. What does that mean?
I don't know. I feel like that's a misspelling.
Probably Spanish.
It means Sphinx?
Directly from...
No. Esfinge is a wrestler. He's 30 years old. I'm not familiar with him. His father's Magnum. I don't know who Magnum is.
Oh, cool.
I don't know which Magnum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know much about this guy. But when I put it in, the Sphinx shows an image of the Sphinx. So that is what I know. And Adam Copeland promo.
Esfinge.
Yeah. So far for Revolution, we're going to do our questions. Submit your questions in the chat room. You want them answered, guaranteed. Super chat it to us. It helps us pay for MG's liquor bill and Jonathan's medical issues, where he's just melting now. He has melted into the floor, which is okay.
Yeah, he's donezo.
Bye-bye. Sting's retirement match. Most likely the Bucks versus Sting and Darby Allin. AEW World Champion Samoa Joe defends against Hangman Page and Swerve Strickland, my favorite wrestler so far of the year. AEW International Champion Orange Cassidy defends against Roderick Strong. AEW Women's Champion Tony Storm and Diane Puzuzio from Central New Jersey.
From Rutherford.
Diana Puglisio.
You don't know how happy I am that you recognize Central Jersey as a place.
Central Jersey is a place.
We've heard that. We've heard that a lot, man. A lot of people don't care for Central Jersey as being a locale.
But as someone from Central Jersey, I am proud repper of Central Jersey.
Do you know what I think every time someone's like, oh, I'm from Central Jersey? I'm like, oh, shit, you're like almost 2 hours away from the city.
Exactly. Jonathan, are you excited? Jonathan, are you excited that Jersey Shore is coming back?
Oh, yeah. It came back on yesterday. I got to watch the episode. I've been sick, so I haven't been able to watch, but yeah.
I imagine you modeled your entire adult life after that show.
yeah.
Just to be Snooki, though.
He wants to be Snooki. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's who his spirit animal is. It's Snooki.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to JD's. He goes to my buddy's place.
Bar A. Yeah, I steal signs, allegedly.
Oh, yeah, you got thrown out, right?
Allegedly. No, I didn't get thrown out. It was just on the way, allegedly.
I'm telling Tommy, you stole his freaking
on
sign.
On the way home, allegedly, there was an Uber parking sign, allegedly, that may have ended up at our house, allegedly.
You see, this is what I love. Like, what a shithead Northeastern thing to do, right? Like, it is a character, like Philly, Boston, New York, Jersey, doesn't matter. We're all shitheads. Mm-hmm. And somebody will steal an Uber sign in the parking lot of a bar. Just gonna happen.
Yeah.
And for no reason.
Yeah.
It happens.
No idea where it is now, though. Zero clue.
You're staring at it.
Probably in the studio with all the disaster I'm looking at. All right. Let's don't let Bubba hear that. Bubba's good friends with Tommy too.
Mm-hmm.
He'll show up at your house. Let's do Q&A, boys and girls. Submit your questions in the chat room. We will do our best to answer them. Who is running that for me right now?
I am going to do the question. I'm going to do the super chats.
All right. Because I
guys,
can't.
Guys, if you want to. Yeah.
See.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's right. Okay. So, again, if you want a super chat, it's your question will be answered real quick, but whatever. Paul Anthony Moss, besides the money, do you think TK gave any assurances to Mercedes about further bolstering the roster, showcasing the women's division more?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think it was just a conversation about money. I think, you know, obviously money is a big motivator, but Mercedes she loves wrestling. She understands the importance of what she was able to do with women's wrestling in North America. The four horse women.
Mm-hmm.
Was a very important thing for women's wrestling. She comes up in an era where the emphasis in WWE developmental was on the women.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So she obviously is invested on it doing well. And we're seeing this with the Camille news, right? Because that's a big one. Julia maybe going to WWE. I don't know anything about it. I don't know where she's going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we now have Britt Baker returning. We're going to have a lot of other people returning that were injured.
Jamie Hayter.
You know, you could elevate other people like Chris Statlander again. You have opportunity to do that when you have someone like Mercedes. I hope it works out. I hope they're able to do it. But yeah, 100%. I think there was serious conversation regarding the changes to the women's division. I know that is a key thing for them this year.
Yeah. It's gonna go gangbusters. I think people might be pleasantly surprised as where the direction of that roster goes, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. This is RJ0883. Glad to see the Mat Men back. Thank you. But how would George explain to Jerry Seinfeld about why The Rock slapped Cody?
Jerry, you're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe it. He slapped him. Who slapped who? The Rocky. Rock slapped him. Rock. They can't even move. They don't have arms. How do you slap? Ah! Just in hysterics.
That's a good bit. He's in hysterics. Who? Hi, Chief Peter Maivia. Who's that?
Hi, Chief Peter Maivia. Jerry, they're at the door. Who? The Samoans are at the door.
Oh, that would have been my favorite episode of Seinfeld, where like the Samoans show up.
And because Kramer does a deal with them and it goes bad. He tries to get like authentic, you know, the whatevers, you know, for an event. And it turns out it's not Samoan. It's like Filipino, and then he says something insensitive and the Samoans get very upset. It's like when the Puerto Rican the gays were chasing him, right? The gay Puerto Ricans were chasing them down the street. It's going to be one of those moments.
I would imagine the end of that episode somehow Kramer's doing some kind of nutty thing like in MSG, near the ring, and then the end of the episode is a freeze frame of him getting Samoan drop.
Oh my god. Fantastic. Thank you for
that. The Samoans, thing. Jerry, they really tweak my back, Jerry.
They tweak my back. Elena's Mac like hitting on Roman.
Oh yeah.
So into it. So into that.
So what's up with that hair?
So good.
All right. What else we got here? Super chat. This is from Gravity Guy. Will AEW run a stadium show this year in the USA?
Yes, they are.
Interesting.
Or they will.
Yes. Shea Stadium.
but by the way, they do run a stadium show every year in the U.S.,
Yeah.
So are you talking about another stadium show? Arthur Ashe is a stadium.
It is true. So yes.
You're saying a second stadium? I mean, I will say yes. Okay, that's it.
What else? Is there a snake-like stadium that you're hinting at with that long ass?
No hint with snake
stadium.
Likeness.
Like snake stadium in Death Valley.
Yes, they will do something.
We got $1.99 here from Kim Sparkle. It was just a friendly $1.99. Thank you. No question attached to it.
Thank you. Nice friendly $1.99.
We got a question from Ali Khan. Weekly Okada cues. Where do you think he ends up?
I lean towards AEW.
Again, this was my problem with them. If they signed Okada and they have a pay-per-view called Big Business, I feel like they should have called it Money Talks and have Okada debut on a show called Money Talks, because he's the rainmaker. You hear that coin drop. That's what makes sense to me. I don't know. I'm not a booker. I have no input.
Oh, there's the fingers. There it happens.
Just terrible output.
Just terrible output. No input.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Putty fights Roman in Elaine's honor. How about Frank Costanza first row, and he's like, in my day, and then he starts like going at it with them.
What are they doing to my boy?
What are they doing to my boy?
Gravity Guy.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. NFL Stadium or MLB Stadium?
No.
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 No, soccer stadium.
No, I'm not talking to you about this. No.
All right.
The answer is no.
This guy, you let this guy down, man. He super chatted us.
Well, I did give him an answer.
Oh, all right. Hope it was worth it.
I gave him an answer.
This is from Lewis. Probably a dumb question. Any chance Dustin shows up to support Cody at Mania? Wouldn't that be full circle?
That would be
Wouldn't
great.
That be full circle?
Yeah. That'd be great. I would like that. I think if Dustin wanted to, he could ask Tony, and I think he would be fine with it.
Dustin?
Somebody told me something about Tony today.
Yeah.
And it gave me another element of his thought process and how he thinks. And it is very unfair, the criticism that man gets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Very, very unfair. It is.
He gets dragged.
Yeah. People enjoy it. They enjoy dragging him. They enjoy writing crazy things to him. But listen, man, if you sometimes, like, if you know something, like, you see behind the curtain a little bit and you kind of get a good grip on who people are, it changes your entire perspective. I never had a bad perspective of Tony, ever. I don't know him in a bad way. I feel like I have a very positive relationship with him. The same I do with WWE, you know? Yeah. I talk about it, that the style of wrestling that I enjoy is more AEW. But that doesn't mean I don't appreciate what WWE does, and I can't talk about how positive some of the stuff that they're doing is. Again, I do want to, and I apologize for this, because I know a lot of people wanted us to talk about the Vince thing. I just don't think we could have done justice to this. This is the first time that Rich and I have spoken in over a freaking month now, as far as wrestling goes. So yeah. I didn't want to, you know, like, between my Billy Joel thing, talking about a potential sex trafficking issue.
Right.
Here,
exactly.
You know, I felt that I had to kind of get this out of me, and then we could talk about it in the coming weeks. Because that's
we'll do a serious, serious business.
That story ain't going away.
No. I don't want to make light of it. I don't want to make light of it. I don't.
Exactly.
You know, we're very silly, and we joke and we say some stuff here that's off center a little bit. But that's something very serious that I want to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, what else?
Yeah, what else? Let's see. This is from I Ambrozo. Fatal 4-way elimination match for both titles at WrestleMania. Don't forget about Money in the Bank. Don't forget about Money in the Bank.
Don't forget about Money in the Bank. Yeah, what if...
Oh, that would be a good Billy Joel song. Money in the Bank?
Oh, yeah. How would it go? Oh, baby, you got money in the bank.
There you go. You just wrote it.
You know, I play these for my wife on Friday nights, and she got such a fucking kick out of the random Billy Joel and Long Island references. And she's like, I don't think you guys do a wrestling show. I'm like, no. Just Touch of Wrestling. That's what the show should be called.
Touch of Wrestling. touch of Wrestling. It's funny. I do the same thing with my wife, and her reaction is always, and people like watching this? And I go, I guess so. Oh, he's on the laptop talking to Garrett right now.
Dude, I'm texting Garrett as we speak.
Totally missed my joke. Totally missed my joke.
Sorry.
All right, moving on. I'm curious if WWE will do these Mania press conferences moving forward during Super Bowl weekend.
You know what? By yesterday's positive spin on this, I could see them doing it all the time. Because really, they had no business being in Vegas, right? Like, they didn't announce. A lot of people anticipated that they were going to announce WrestleMania 41 or 42 being in Vegas. Yeah. Some people are speculating that maybe they hold off on Rock Roman and they announce it for Vegas. They did none of that. Did you see... Also, during that press conference, the CM Punk trashing The Rock. It was like Cody should have hit him or whatever, knocked him out.
So good.
And Dwayne is staring at him from a million miles away.
Oh, yeah.
He hears him. He hears what he's saying.
The shot worked out so perfectly. Yeah. Also, we didn't even talk about them busting out the NOI family tree. At one point, guy had a PowerPoint presentation, like, and then this guy happened, and then this guy happened, Rikishi. You know,
that's directly from Wikipedia, by the way. They just juiced it up a little bit. But that's exactly
say that word
the
again?
One that's on Wikipedia. Juge.
Yeah, I don't like how that sounds coming out of your mouth.
What did he say? What word?
You should probably not say that
judge.
Word.
Judge. Judge. That's a Jessica word. My wife uses that word all the time, and people look at her like she's like cuckoo. She's like, oh, we got to judge it up.
Got to judge it up.
Yeah, got to judge it up.
Yeah, judge. Judge it up. Judge.
It's not so bad.
Is that a thing? You guys say judge? I say judge all the time. You got to judge it up.
I say judge all the time,
apparently,
too.
I feel I'm like not I supposed to say it, but I do.
No.
I just don't like the way it sounds when you say
jizz is up.
He's like jizz.
There were too many Z's and an I in that instead of U's.
That should be the name of somebody's finisher.
Too many U's.
The judge.
The judge.
Judge.
Yeah, I'm about to start using judge. I say ajita a lot.
Yeah,
I same use those. It's New York words. I'm a yenta. I have like ajita. Beagles.
Bagel's a New York word.
All right. What else do we have?
All right. Let's see. This is from a friend of the show and friend that we've met, Balor Club guy.
Yeah.
TGIF, my Matt men, with Rock slapping Cody, we have to get a payoff, which means more Cody Rollins versus Rock and Roman or Cody versus Rock.
TGIF, my Matt men, with Rock slapping Cody, we have to get a payoff. We do need to get a payoff, and I don't know what it is. I don't want it to be a tag match. I don't want that. But that's me. You can want it. I just don't want it.
Yo, what if you get this? Take Rollins out of the picture.
Okay.
Right? Cody cuts the same promo he cut in AEW a few years ago. He goes, well, Rock and Roman are going to do the tag team night one. Cody goes, if it's going to be family versus family, I'm going to need my big brother. And then, boom, Cody and Dustin versus Rock and Roman, night one WrestleMania. Will it ever happen? Probably not.
Now, in that scenario, would it be like Dustin or would it be over the top Goldust?
Straight up Goldust.
Oh, man. Like 96 Goldust.
Straight up like the grossest Goldust on earth.
You can't do that on television anymore.
That's true. It would probably be some combination of like the Natural and Goldust, right?
Sure.
Kind of like what he's doing now.
Sure.
I would love that.
Why is he red, though?
He's got high blood pressure.
I wanted to pick a different
Abaddon
color.
Bring Abaddon over to play Luna Vachon.
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
I'd be into that.
All right. What else do we have?
Let's see. This is I'm objectively balanced and on the ball. I think they could do Forbidden Door in a stadium by making it a two-night show with Mercedes headlining and AEW and Stardom night one, Okada headlining AEW New Japan night two.
To some parts of that.
You're going to say no?
Interesting.
Yeah, that would be fun. Whatever that person said, it would be fun.
It would be fun. That's interesting.
So what else we got here? You want to do a couple more?
Yeah. I'm feeling good today.
This is from Anurag. You talked about the streaming deal for AEW. Now that the new combined sports streaming launching in the fall, that.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll get any updates on the AEW deal? Yeah, that's right. They announced that big streaming merger the other day, right?
Yeah. Well, I had a week prior, I had put out a tweet that it kind of went under the radar about how I was, I spoke to people on both sides, right, everywhere. And yeah. I was told that the option of a hybrid AEW broadcast where it's simulcasted on linear and on digital is something that would be possible. And I got tickled with that. I'm like, interesting. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. It works for everybody involved. There is a lot of changing things happening at Warner Discovery. AEW has, it seems like all wrestling, I mean, this is the WCW problem too, but I think AEW in this positioning has established themselves. I think marketing is very different than it was in 1999, 2000 when WCW was falling apart. I don't think it's an even comparison. I don't think it's a fair comparison. You have to kind of look at the landscape that we have today. I know a lot of people are like, what happened to the Max deal? Like, I don't think anything has happened. I think they're in negotiation. AEW, Warner chose to renew AEW and pick up a new show. That changes mm-hmm. negotiation, obviously, because now you're negotiating more things. You know, you have to talk about programming. You also need to kind of figure out what's going on. I think the biggest part of this is it will happen. It's just a matter of when until their deal expires. I was told the goal was first quarter. Okay? First quarter to have this kind of hashed out. Well, we are in the first quarter, and they did announce that they're doing the streaming thing with the other networks. So, yes. You know, that could delay it. There's also the Paramount merger conversation that is playing a part. There's NBA rights that's playing a part. I still stand by the fact that AEW will be doing more pay-per-views this year than they did last year. A lot of people have asked me, how come, you know, you said 12 pay-per-views? Well, they did 11 last year.
Yeah.
Because Ring of Honor is canon. I have been said
that counts,
this.
Yes.
You know, I was corrected on the story, to be honest. When I said 12, mm-hmm. I didn't know what the Ring of Honor can. It could not. I didn't know. I wasn't smart enough to that part. But I was told specifically that yes, and Ring of Honor's canon. And they can add more if they wanted to add more. If Tony wanted to do 12 pay-per-views every month, he could do it. There's no problem with it. The money that he is making from these is tremendous. You get at least 100,000 buys at $50 a pop, and you're doing a 40-60, 60-40 split, whatever it is. That's a lot of money. You're making a couple $1 million, and the network is making money. So they will add more shows. They will have a new streaming partner for pay-per-views because BR is getting phased out. And, you know, listen, I think a lot of people are under the impression that, like, WBD's doing AEW a favor. They get nothing out of this. WBD's making millions of dollars from a pay-per-view. Jonathan, Godspeed. Feel better.
Yeah,
do me a favor. Can you do me a favor? You got to do me a favor, okay? Stop doing the shape-up. Stop doing the shape-up in the front. You got to let it grow.
Oh, yeah, no, I haven't gotten a haircut in, like, weeks.
No, do the sides. Do the shape up on the sides. Do not do the front. That's a trick. I see it. You see? You're bringing your hairline back by, like, an inch.
Okay.
Don't listen to the Bodega Boys.
Anyway,
happy birthday, Jonathan.
Happy birthday,
Jonathan. Happy belated 30. This guy turned 30 years young this week.
Yeah, and now I'm dying. I'll see y'all.
Goodbye.
Penance.
All right. They're going to go to Max. They're going to go to digital. They're going to do this, but it's a matter of when. I'm not sitting in meetings. Even though sometimes I get a call right after those.
Did you hear about this meeting?
Did you hear about this meeting? Cindy's not allowed to use the bathroom in the hallway anymore.
You want to do one more?
Yeah.
This is from Hassan. If WBD renew AEW and don't pick up Ring of Honor, do you think TK will find a network for it or it stays behind a paywall?
I think you should find a network for it.
Yeah, for sure.
Or put it on digital. I always thought that the goal, what Ring of Honor could do is just be a digital product for them on whatever streaming platform they're on.
They should put it on Fight for free.
Why?
I don't know. Put it somewhere.
It's a business.
Fair.
Okay. All right. Are we done?
I think we're done.
Okay. Then we're done.
I've been done. We done. Look at that. You can catch the train.
I'm going to go catch the train. I got 10 minutes. All right, boys and girls. See you later. Beautiful. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Love you. Mwah.